If you're looking for best practices for your bank or credit union, join us while we talk all things sales, marketing, and strategy for financial institutions. Let's make it happen with FIGRO Solutions.
Hi there, I'm Meredith Olmsted, CEO and founder of FIGRO Solutions, and I'm here with Kristen Mock. Kristen is one of our inbound marketing strategists. Say hi, Kristen.
Hi.
And we do digital marketing and sales consulting for banks and credit unions. And we were having a really funny but not funny conversation about data cleanliness and really how to avoid big problems with data uploads and mistakes that we sometimes see. Recently, Kristen had a client that had a potentially like kind of disastrous data situation, and she was able to save them from themselves. But we thought it might be a really solid conversation to have. So wanted to talk about how to avoid some big mistakes with data when it comes to your bank or credit union marketing efforts. So tell us what happened. You're not going to tell us the actual client, but they've told you that we could talk about it as long as we don't out them. So what happened, Kristen?
Essentially, they were manually uploading a list of all of their contacts, email contacts, account level data, and uploaded about 10,000 of their contacts were uploaded incorrectly with wrong email addresses.
Okay. So they had a typo. Basically, they had gone in to manually update one of the lines or one of the columns in their data before they uploaded it. They replaced a number with a letter Y or something, and instead it updated the email list with a new letter in place of a number, and it basically impacted like how many of the contacts that were uploaded?
Just over 10,000.
Okay, so what happened?
So automated emails started going out to these people, and regularly scheduled emails started going out to these people. And with that many incorrect email addresses, there were a lot of hard bounces. And so the issue was noticed when we were getting errors for how many emails were hard bouncing to incorrect contacts.
Okay. So they didn't realize they made the mistake when they did the upload. Okay. So a couple things that could happen then, obviously, if you've got 10,000 like new, quote unquote, new people that you upload into your email system, you're going to have a lot more people, a lot of email programs. Like, we are a HubSpot partner, but a lot of people's email programs will charge you based on the number of contacts or emails for people that you have in their system. So if you all of a sudden go from 50,000 to 60,000, you may end up having to spend more money almost immediately. So that's an issue. It can push you up in terms of price. And then, like you said, so a lot of emails are going to bounce. Now, you might think on surface, well, that's good, because then at least the wrong people didn't get the wrong email. But why is a lot of emails starting to bounce all at once a problem?
Yeah. So for email sending scores, you really need to monitor that health. And if you're getting a lot of hard bounces, your account can be impacted. And especially Google and Yahoo Mail are both making a lot of efforts, even recently, to make sure that they're not giving people spam emails and things that they don't want in their inboxes. So those scores are very important. And so having anything over 5% of your emails hard bouncing, most systems are going to just like stop. It's gonna be terribly damaging your health score. Under 1% is really where you want to be, but 5% is really where a lot of those platforms are going to start kind of dinging you on that.
Yeah. So I think we got an actual email from one of our reps for this client at the email program at HubSpot saying, hey, what's going on? All of a sudden we're getting like this massive spike in hard bounces, you know, thousands of emails bouncing when usually there's like five emails that bounce kind of thing. And so it caused a problem, flagged their account, shut their account, email sends down, and all of that. So it's kind of a big deal, because if you need to email people and you can't send email because your email program has said, hey, what are you guys doing? We're going to stop your sending, because it'll mess up everybody on that program. So it's an issue. So what did you do to fix it? How did they get through this, you know, this like email crisis, basically?
Well, first we had to stop all the emails from going out. So anything that hadn't been stopped from hard bounces, we went ahead and put a stop to that. And we needed to upload the list of all the correct data. We needed to get all the contacts that were supposed to be updated that day with the correct information in there. And then after that, we could take the two different uploads, the one that had the bad emails, and compare it to the one that had the good emails, and identify, that's how we found that it was 10,000, identify exactly which ones had the wrong email addresses and needed to be removed from the account.
Gotcha. Okay. So we, like, let's kind of talk moral of the story here. Basically, we have clients, right, that do this, that kind of don't have an automated way of driving their new customers, their new members, if there are credit unions, details into their email sending program or their customer relationship management tool, which is for us is HubSpot, but could be any email program. This is not that uncommon for mid-sized institutions, right? To not have this automated. But in general, the moral of the story here would be, what would you say?
Automate everything you can. Get it set up right the first time and then kind of eliminate that human error anywhere you can.
Okay. So basically, if you're going to be, if you manually, you're going to, you know, rely on a marketing associate or a manager or somebody to be scrubbing lists on a daily basis and manually uploading them, at some point, there's going to be a mistake of some kind. And so it is, if you can, it may be worth it to kind of go through the process of doing an integration or setting up, you know, some automated processes for cleaning data and uploading it. In terms of other kind of data cleanliness, especially when it comes to marketing data and communicating with people and their contact details, what are some other things that we tend to do for our clients regularly just to make sure their data stays clean and, you know, put together?
Sure. So a huge thing is monitoring those email addresses for accuracy so that those bounces are not getting over 1%. Scrubbing your lists regularly for anyone who's unsubscribed from emails, marked you as spam, or any email addresses that just aren't right. People either type them wrong or give you a wrong email address, and that's going to cause you to have hard bounces. So just regularly making sure that the people who you're sending emails to and who you're keeping on your contact lists are who you want.
Gotcha. And for HubSpot, they do this in that you can, with a lot of HubSpot clients, you can designate them for marketing or for non-marketing. So you don't actually have to delete them completely from your system, but you can designate them as a contact that you don't want to contact again. If they've unsubscribed, they kind of become that, they won't be, you know, they won't be emailed again, but you still have to make that designation. Okay. So that makes sense. So trying to kind of really pay attention on like a quarterly basis to unsubscribes and bounces. The other thing that, you know, a lot of times I've seen that can be frustrating is like, sometimes data will come out of a core system and it's not pretty. Like it'll have weird codes that designate certain products or services, or it will have first names or last names in all caps or something like that. So we definitely try to push people to say, don't just accept the data the way that it comes, because that is like, you can definitely usually find ways or automate ways to clean it up so that when it goes into your programs, it's more user-friendly in that way. So that's another one. But if you have to manually upload, like if you're in the process or if something happens and you have to manually upload, what would be the rule of thumb?
Yeah, I mean, measure twice, cut once. It's just make sure that you're really reviewing every change that you're making. If you're the one cleaning up that data manually, if you're the one uploading that data, you really just need to check yourself once, twice, thrice, like make sure that you're not uploading anything wrong. Because I mean, in this example, we saw one incorrect upload affect multiple emails, affect an entire account, and it took hours of cleanup to find what happened and get to the bottom of it and clean everything up and get everything working appropriately. And then we had to assess the damage to the email health score. In this case, because we caught it quickly, it was fine. But just being aware that one little mess up can really affect a lot of different things. So just be very, very cautious when you're uploading anything that you're doing manually.
Awesome. All right. Well, it's a small little thing, but it can have a big impact and really hurt your marketing efforts over the long term if you don't pay attention to, even to these little details. So awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. Appreciate the know-how. And if you all want to learn more about marketing and sales for banks and credit unions, visit us at figrow.com. We have a lot of other podcasts and blogs and ebooks and case studies there. And otherwise, let's just all get out there and make it happen.